What?
Okay.
We don't sell scary guns
okay.
anymore.
Okay. Hello?
That's true.
Hello?
Yeah. I can't hear anyone.
Hello?
Hey.
You can't hear what?
Listen to me.
Oh, now I can hear people. Yay.
Hey.
Your wires are sitting right.
Hey.
You good now?
Hey.
Right there.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
No,
hey.
Now it's
hey.
Not good.
Welcome to Fridays with Ian, without Ian, with Greg and Luke.
Yes. Welcome to Fridays with Ian, with no Ian, Greg and Luke, our Ian. Jim is here. Jocelyn is not
Where's
here.
That, Jim?
That's
Jocelyn
right
just
there.
Got back from a conference
right
in Vegas.
Yes. Ooh,
and she's not
pants.
Feeling well.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So she went back to bed. God bless her soul.
I wouldn't be feeling well either.
She won 37 cents.
I want to talk about this thing I've been trying.
Right.
So I recently downloaded an app that tells you when you're supposed to drink water because I don't drink water.
Neither do I.
No, if I don't drink water, I like go get coffee. Like if I'm thirsty, like it's bad. I barely drink like half a cup of water a day.
Yikes.
So I have to drink four. I have 25-ounce water bottle and it says I have to drink four of these a day.
Ugh.
I already drank two. I'm almost done with my third, and it's only 2 o'clock, so I think I'm doing good. But I have That's peed rough. So much.
A lot of water weight. That's a bonus though.
What?
A lot of water weight. You're losing a lot of water weight whenever you drink that much.
Cool.
Yeah.
But all right, cool. It's just inconvenient
like, so like,
in
the
general,
thing
is, I think.
Well, it's not inconvenient, Jim. Do you like to be healthy? Do you like peeing highlighter
Have
colors?
Have you looked at me? Do I look like I like
I
to be
I will say
healthy?
My pee's been very clear.
Okay, I'm just saying. It's, but no, like a lot of the weight that you have that you lose quickly whenever you start drinking more water is water weight. It's literally water in your body that you usually don't get rid of.
Okay. But, oh my gosh, like this has been exhausting. But I feel like I'm being healthy because the app... It gives you a plant, and every time you drink water, you water your plant, so your plant grows, and you can unlock more plants. It's very fun. I feel pretty
All
healthy.
Right. Well, that's good. That's a good personal goal.
Yeah. Greg, what are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm actually online shopping. I'm just kind of looking around. I'm looking at my employer's website, dickssportingnews.com. There's some pretty good deals. You're looking for Robert Morris pullovers and such. They've got some good quarter zips for men out there. They're like $30 right now. They're on sale. Right now, I'm looking at American flag stuff for our Halloween party we're going to have on Saturday.
Yes.
And, that's pretty cool. I should buy a Walter Hagen golf polo.
Oh, that'd be Ooh. Good. Nice.
Well, I could just wear it golfing. It's a double it to kill. It's a double kill there. But, Morgan, we've also been playing a game lately. Why don't you tell them about this
we
game?
We have. So this
that's
game.
The John Tucci polo.
I call it the John Tucci.
It's the Tucci polo.
Yes.
Oh, no.
New era. I could be the new Tucci.
You should have been John
Tucci. New Tucci 2018.
Anyways, we've been playing this. Me and Greg have been addicted. It's called, it's not called Holio. I call it Holio. It's
hole.io.
I say Holio. Basically, Hello, what this is you're a hole, and they have two locations. It's a city and like an island location.
I've never been to the island still.
Really?
I haven't been there.
That's weird.
Did you pay for something?
No.
That's shenanigans.
But you try to swallow this town or these islands, and there's three different modes. The first mode is it's you and a bunch of other players, and...
Basically, battle royale.
Whoever follows the most of the town or islands in 2 minutes wins.
Actually,
the second
it's
one
not
is
whoever swallows the most. It's
point
based. Stuff
point
regenerates
based.
After
yeah.
so long.
And then also the second mode is as you get bigger, if the holes other people's holes are smaller than you, you can swallow other people, and the last hole standing wins. And the third mode, it's just you, and you got to try to swallow the whole location in 2 minutes, which me and Greg have gotten so close
97%.
And we can't get 100. I think it's physically impossible.
I honestly think it's unless impossible.
Unless you like go in this exact system and like don't mess up.
Is
but
this an app?
Yes.
Okay.
You can all download. There's also a mode that we can't get to work. It's supposed to be local player through Bluetooth where you can play against your friends.
Okay.
We cannot get it to work.
That's a shame.
But I've been addicted. All of Voodoo's games are very, very addicting.
They're good.
They're
so
good.
They're very well made.
I was like, this looks weird. And I was like, oh, I'm addicted to this. So that's what my life is. That's what I've been up to the past 4 days.
I forgot it was a touchscreen.
Oh, can I go on a rant real quick?
Yes.
Okay, sure. So in the past 3 weeks have been rough for Greg Sutton. So 3 weeks ago, I got a call from the transaction monitoring department of my bank. And they say, hey, we've noticed some weird spending on your card. Let's review it. I said, okay, sure. And so we start going over things. They're like, did you buy this? And I go, no. Did you buy this? No. What about this one? No. Okay, well, we froze your card, so nobody else can use it, and you can't either. So you have zero money, even though you get paid tomorrow. So I had to wait for a whole week with no money, knowing I had money in my card. And then so I finally get my money. I pay my credit card bills right, pay everything. Get another call from the transaction review department like 4 days after I get my new card. And they're like, hey, we want to review some of your spending with you.
Jesus.
So they call me and they go, did you buy this? And I go, no.
Oh my God.
Did you buy this? No. All right. Well, we froze your card, so you have money in there again, but you still can't use it. So again, right before I get paid, they do this. So now I open up. So I have a new account over here locally. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to give any of my information away anymore. So I have a new account locally here with one of the banks around school. And I had to drive. I skipped both of my morning classes today. I hope no professors listen to this shit for some reason. I skipped both of my morning classes. Drove to Mars, PA. Took all the money, or most of the money, out of my old account. Drove back to
Newton. All the money. It's not buried in the desert.
I took most of my money out of this account. Bring it back to Moon Township, Pennsylvania. Put it into my new account. So that's my 3 weeks in a nutshell.
That's
I've
crazy.
Been pretty upset lately. Luke Yost, do you like these hats? I like these hats.
Ooh, I do. I like the
like the Velcro flag.
Yeah,
that's
like
cool.
I like
big
the
fan.
Braves.
I like
Braves
the Cubbies slug. One. Oh, yeah. I guess the Indians C.
I mean, either way.
I bet you I think if I would go with one, I'd go with the Nationals one, just because it's the Nationals.
Yeah.
Maybe Houston.
Yeah, but they're out of the playoffs, so no one cares about
Wait,
that.
Wait, is it the H with the star?
Ooh. No, you'd have to go. Yeah, Yankees are. But they don't have Pirates. This is like they only have a couple. They only have a couple
Pirates,
but they should still sell all the teams.
That's
is
true.
My thing.
That is dumb.
Unless maybe they're sold out of them and talking about the website. That might be too. But these are the teams they have. They have the Houston Astros, Atlanta Braves, Cleveland Indians, Washington Nationals, Baltimore Orioles, Los Angeles Dodgers, New York Mets, the Rangers, the Rockies, the Tigers, and the Yankees. And then they have some college teams too. But I don't care about college teams.
That's interesting, Greg.
Interesting.
So Halloween's coming up.
Yeah.
Great. What are some Halloween activities that you've all engaged in?
Well, none yet.
Yeah. It's
you didn't get in the fall mood?
No.
No.
It literally just turned fall last week.
I go from like.
The only thing I fall for is bedtime. To fall down into bed.
Attaboy.
Well, I went to a pumpkin patch. That was fun.
Yay.
And I also carved a pumpkin.
My cousin or.
Matt Murray was there too, right?
Yeah,
Matt
we didn't
Murray
see
was
him.
That's a shame.
So what are you all going to be for Halloween this year, Greg?
Probably I was going to start over here. I don't like that. So
he's too busy shopping.
So right now, actually, I'm shopping for my Halloween costume.
Interesting. Ah, okay.
Good
so
job, Greg. Good job.
This Halloween, I'm representing our great nation by being an eagle, a human eagle.
A human eagle.
I'm going to call myself a heagle. I'm going to call myself the heagle.
The heagle.
I am the heagle. So what
throw
it is.
Throw it on social. Call it the heagle.
Absolutely. The heagle.
The heagle.
I should carry around this Howa American flag 6.5 Creedmoor. I don't think the police would like that.
No, probably not. No,
I would imagine
not.
But so what it is I bought the eagle head from Walmart, and I also bought some American.
Is it like one of those
like
mascot
the mask
heads?
Like the sloth they have in Fort. Like,
yeah, like the
yeah,
big
yeah.
mascot heads. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. And I bought that, and I also bought American flag pants. And then Sam has a Colonial's American flag in the room. I'm going to wear that as a cape. And right now I'm just trying to find a shirt that I can wear with it. So I'm pretty
cool.
Excited.
I say go with the Tucci pullover.
The Tucci polo?
The Tucci
polo. The Tucciolo. The Tucciolo.
Tucciolo.
But that's my plan. Jim, what are you doing for Halloween?
I'm not doing anything for Halloween.
What? Jim, are you coming to our party?
Jim's old and
no
longer fun. No,
because you're starting at 10. All right, I am way too old for
Jim's
this.
Old and no longer fun.
He's killing me. Luke Toast, what are you
I
doing?
Mean, I might make an appearance, but I don't know what I'm going.
Okay.
If I make an appearance, it's going to be as Barry Trotz.
That's amazing.
That's a clutch Shock move knocks. On your part.
I'm also
going to. Spitting chiclets.
I'm also going to jump in the coach's pool, I guess you could say. I'm going to be Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka.
Yes. That's a bold
that's
move
awesome.
As well.
Yes.
I like
if
that.
Ian was going to come, Ditka. If Ian, like I invited Ian to your party.
Oh, great.
Which is rude.
Way to invite somebody we didn't
I
invite.
I know,
nice.
Right?
We really appreciate it.
But he's going to some football game, so he's not going.
Good. I don't want to come in.
No,
I love you, Ian. Don't take that seriously. I love you.
But I was going to go as Mike Barry Trotz, and then he was going to go as Ken Hitchcock.
Because
he's definitely Ken Hitchcock, like in 20 years.
20 years Hitchcock, not Hitchcock now. 20 years Hitchcock.
But yeah,
what about Ian Kisses Rex Ryan?
That'd be a goal. That'd
that would
be
a good
one
too.
Yeah.
Or Andy Reid.
Oh, Andy Reid would be a lot better.
Andy Reid.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. I think Ian could be a good Andy Reid.
Yeah,
so, I like that a lot. That's a good choice.
So if I do come, I'm gonna because I have to film something in the morning. Or in the afternoon,
you
so
don't
we'll
have
see.
To.
No, I have to.
You should.
No,
you
I have to. It's for this group project that we're doing, which I just don't want to do.
That I got out of.
Yeah.
Hey, Morgan.
I almost like.
What?
I don't...
Jim's still talking. I'm finished.
No, no.
No, go ahead.
I almost was like, I almost stood up, was like, this is bullshit. But then I didn't.
But you still.
You still said it, Jim.
Jim.
two in a row there, guys.
You were saying?
I'm just saying that it was crap. But
I'm just nope. You're not allowed to talk now. Disappointed in you.
Mute his mic.
He can't reach it up there. So Morgan.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Halloween?
I am being Hugh Hefner. It's actually an old costume my brother had from high school.
Hugh Hefner.
It's a red, like, silk Playboy robe. It has the logo, and it comes with a pipe. I'm not sure what else came with it, but I'm going home to get it today. I also have to go get the rest
of my
life.
That's like, awesome. You just have to wear pajama pants. It's all you wore.
Can Sam be a...
I already asked. No, he's being Han Solo.
Why can't Sam be a bunny?
My, I wanted Charles to be my Playboy bunny.
Charles would be good.
I was so close. But I have to go home and get that and the rest of my winter clothes and my hats because it got cold out very quickly.
Your hats.
It did. Like, so I'm kind of upset, not going to lie to you about this weather, because it like usually it goes like 80 to 70,
yeah.
like 60.
This was just
it was 82, 50. Just boom, boom.
Yeah, we didn't get like
bang,
the summer fall mix era, which is always my favorite.
Yeah, no, like I like.
Like it went from like shorts and a t-shirt weather to like hoodie and like jeans. Like where was my hoodie and shorts part? That's my favorite time of year.
I know. Like,
hoodie
I
and
love,
shorts is the best
not
weather.
Even, not even hoodie and shorts,
flip-flops.
But I like being able to go outside in a long sleeve t-shirt and being comfortable.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah. You gotta bundle up.
I don't know. I mean, it's 60 today, so like you could.
Jim,
like,
it's still cold.
Yeah, today wasn't bad.
I don't know. I just don't
65
like
is
so
like
I gotta go
perfect.
Home and get that. If anyone wants to take a ride to the tour show.
Well, I would love to, but you know, shout out. If you want something from Dick's Sporting Goods tonight, your boy Greg Sutton's going to be there. Come buy some shoes, hang out, keep me some company.
Tell him about the waterproof
today
spray.
Today is going to be so long.
Tell him about the waterproof spray.
Okay, so over at Dick's Sporting Goods here, footwear specialist Greg Sutton's got a key tip
specialist.
For you. So right now,
specialist,
footwear specialist. I've been trained. I am classically trained. I will find you and I will sell you shoes.
I will find you.
So you know how in fall, like it's always damp out in the morning. Your feet get wet. It's upsetting. Your socks get wet. You have to get sick.
I don't have this problem, but all right.
Your whole leg gets wet, Jim.
Waist up.
Anyhow, so we have this waterproof spray. It's made by Softsole. It's literally called waterproof. It's a black can. I have Flyknit shoes, right? Flyknit gets wet really easily. You spray this on there once, let it sit for 10 minutes. You spray it on again, let it sit, let it dry. You can literally pour a bottle of water over the shoe.
I can
and
attest
it beads
it. I did. I didn't believe Greg. I will say it does work.
It is the most amazing thing in the world. I have done it to people. Like they're like, I want leather shoes because my net shoes get wet really quick.
Yeah, you need
I literally
like a
took off
solid
my
shoe
and said, I have this can of spray on this shoe. You have to reapply every 2 months. Make sure I say that because I'm like, oh, it didn't work after 2 months. You're done. But after 2 months, you have to reapply. I literally poured a half a bottle of water over my shoe the one day, and this one couple was like, what? Like, if this was in, like, the 1500s up in, like, New England, I would have been tried as a witch. It's easy as that, but it's one of the most amazing things in the world.
Hmm? What are you listening to?
It's called 2002.
Okay.
But that's the waterproofer spray. If you want to keep your feet wet this fall and winter.
Keep your feet wet.
Keep your feet dry. Keep them dry.
Well,
keep them dry, Gregory.
0 days without a stupid comment for Greg Sutton.
Dang. You were at 11 days without Greg Sutton being dumb. And
okay,
guess what?
So,
we're back to zero. Back to square one.
No. If you like fall,
like
if you don't want your feet getting wet during fall and winter, it's definitely the move. I would. It's like $13, which isn't bad.
That's
but,
not bad.
Yeah, it's a good purchase.
So I have a tab open right now of the most Florida news stories of 2017.
Wait, no, we got to do that after we take a break.
Yeah,
okay.
That's going to be like a whole block.
All right, that'll be a whole block.
Does anyone have any fun weekend plans coming up?
Well,
other than hosting a show?
You're mine now.
I am.
You're
mine
now.
I switched roles every week. Yeah, me and Greg Sutton are switching roles. I'm his boss on Thursdays or on
some
Wednesdays, but mostly Sunday through Thursday. I own Greg, and then from Friday to Saturday, Greg owns me. So like it's
Friday until Sunday. I own you. You're mine. That
oh,
the
whole so all
I
Saturday.
I get you all weekend.
Okay,
what
okay,
I don't,
okay.
In what context? Yeah,
custody
is this
dispute.
Luke AP is a show that Greg is on, and Greg AP is Colonial Game Day,
okay.
Which Luke is all on right, this week.
Right, I see.
Yep, but I feel it's a fair trade off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, Greg, you had some exciting news that you haven't shared to our audience.
Yes, what is it, Greg?
Guys, I'm really excited to say this, but at the same time, I'm kind of sad. So I'm back to like that high school like mentality whenever you meet a bunch of people and you're younger than them and like you like go up like with, like the whole way through with them.
Yes.
Yeah. And then they graduate right before you graduate.
Yeah.
And so I got this internship down in South Carolina with the Myrtle Beach Ripken Experience. Whoop, whoop. So I'm gonna be down there from February 20th to April
27th. Let's go.
And the only sad thing is I'm gonna miss all you guys. First of all, that's gonna be a real sad thing.
I'll miss you too, Greg.
But the other thing is like I was ready for Morgan and Tori to leave like this semester. Like I was ready for it, and I was like, oh, but I got Sam Anthony until like spring.
Yeah.
But now I have Sam Anthony until
for like a
fall.
Month for like 6 weeks.
And yeah, so it's kind of sad because like I thought I was gonna have Sam till the end of the year, and I'm gonna miss it all, and I'm pretty sad about it. But it's I feel like it's gonna be a really good opportunity
so,
for me.
Hot seat question. You ready?
You know I'm an open book.
Who's your favorite senior?
Favorite senior?
Power rankings of the seniors. So we have what?
Power rankings.
Oh,
we have
my
Sam,
gosh.
Morgan, Tori.
Trevor. That's it.
Is that it?
That's it. Oh, are you graduating this year?
Yes.
Okay, Jim.
James, rankings. Maybe. Yeah.
James Schultz. Go
James,
ahead.
You just give a class
Sam
once
Anthony
a week.
Is definitely number one of the power
yes,
rankings. I have to say that. I mean, I'm living with a man. He's helped me out a lot. I've learned a lot from him. I'd have to say it's a tie for second between Tori and Morgan.
I won't get offended.
No, I'm being serious. I love Morgan and Tori. Tori and me. I don't know if anybody knows who Zach Laufer is that listens, but I'm her Zach Laufer. I got the snake in the grass.
Do we miss Zach Laufer at all?
I do.
A little.
I miss
his
Zach.
Tweets make it less.
I just miss his mirror of everything. But he's just like he was always on the right side in the one spot. He never touched anything else. And then he would always stroke his beard, his fingers dry out. But no, it's Tori Morgan tied for second. I like messing with Tori. She's just fun to mess with. She gets paranoid really easily. But Morgan's like the opposite side. She's like she's serious. She knows how to have fun when she needs to. But
Morgan's
she
the fun
helps
mom.
Out a lot.
I'm Morgan, the fun mom.
Yeah,
Morgan's
she's definitely
mom.
The mom that you're terrified of. But whenever you have fun with her, you have fun with her.
Yeah,
that's absolutely who Morgan is. But then it goes Jim and then Trevor. So Jim would be fourth place, and then Trevor would be fifth.
That's fine.
But that's definitely my power rankings.
That's
and
good.
It's going to be really sad
that's
whenever
good.
All you guys are gone.
So that
next
means
year.
For Jim and Luke Toast, next semester you need to replace Morgan, which
and
is me,
Greg.
And Greg. You need to get another half of Ian.
But it's only
unless,
a temporary replacement.
I was going to say, unless you feel back. You can fill the void alone.
I think we I mean,
I don't know. It's going
to
be tight,
discuss.
In all honesty.
We'll discuss.
If it took two of us to fill Ian, it's going to take
but
at
he's
least
been training this whole time.
I know,
yeah.
But it's going to take at least one person to fill me.
But
here's now it's
that's
a whole
true,
new personality.
That's true.
Because we split Ian's personality 50-50.
Let's talk for a bit. Who
okay.
do we feel could fill the void of Greg being Ian?
I think maybe by the time I leave, Nick Hedrick might be able to. Nick's kind
you
of
know,
this,
I kinda,
Nick
I
and
don't,
I have the same personality.
I don't disagree.
I don't disagree.
I feel like he fills you, but not Ian.
Yes.
That's what I'm
yeah.
saying, though.
Yeah.
But we have
yes.
to fill me and Ian now.
We could raise him up.
No, that's that void, though. Because,
yeah.
like so me and Luke split Ian.
Yeah.
But now we have Ian, but we also have Luke and Greg.
So,
like
do we bring in two
tree.
More?
I don't know. That's
we can't.
The thing.
We
have eight.
We don't have.
We don't have
mics.
Any more slots.
We have the mics for two more people.
I'm just saying. Like, that's like.
I know.
It's going to be tough. Like, you have to split. So the thing is so right now it's 50-50 Ian with Luke and Greg.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now you got to find somebody that splits 50-50 with Greg and Ian put together.
I don't know. Let's pull up the staff.
Let's pull up
page.
The
I'm
roster
saying,
here.
Like, that's
pull up the roster.
That's
the roster.
What I'm saying though. Like you have to find one person that
you
fits both personalities and extent.
You know who Sully's a really interesting like human? Garrett Roberts.
This is true.
I didn't really talk to Garrett last year. I started talking because we're in the same class. Interesting. All right,
let me
dude.
Go to our staff.
Go to the staff page.
Okay, so we got Samanthony.
What about Salvatore Schuele?
Samanthony?
No, he can just make it all
Schuele
about sports.
Just gets too angry.
Yeah, he can't.
That's
he
true.
Can't.
Logan Carney would just
what about,
yell.
What about Avon?
Ooh, Avon Patel.
Avon would be
Avon.
Perfect.
Yes.
Avon could easily fill
yeah.
that void.
Yeah, I
yes.
think he'd be a good one. I forgot about it. No offense to Avon. I forgot about Avon.
I think you guys should bring in Avon.
He's a seen but not hurt type of human being.
Yeah, that's a good. I think that's what we need.
But
so
that's in a good way, not like
segueing off of that. Who's the new Morgan?
Jocelyn has to replace.
No, no, you can't. Jocelyn's already your own
that's
character.
That's the thing. So Jocelyn's gonna move over a chair.
Okay. So who's replacing
we'll
Jocelyn?
Bring
then?
In
a new Jocelyn.
Yikes. Yeah.
So who's
no, no,
Jocelyn?
We can't. No, we can't have two Jocelyn personalities. That's the thing.
Yeah, we have to find
so
a new
do we
Morgan.
Just keep Jocelyn as Jocelyn?
We have yeah. to keep Jocelyn as Jocelyn.
Jocelyn's okay. just Jocelyn.
Jocelyn's also made it very clear she doesn't want to touch the board, and
we
that's been
also,
my thing
that,
here. I run the board.
That's okay.
So who do we bring in? Do we bring in Tori will be gone too.
Tori will be gone.
Who do we bring in?
Ooh.
I feel
who
do we raise a freshman from the ashes?
Yes.
I feel like there's definitely a
freshman. What about Ray Root?
Ray Root was my guess too. I like
we'd
Ray
have
Root.
We'd have to break her down.
Like, we have to break her. We have to break her.
We have to break her in, not break her. That sounds really
bad. No, we have to break her.
It sounds like we're torturing you. Like you ever watch those movies like we're like they're sitting there
trying to I will break you.
All right, so right now our estimations are a Ray Root and an Avan Patel.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that'd be a good
I'm confident.
Avan and like Ray have a good chemistry together. Yeah. I think that'd be a good combo.
I'm confident. I'm confident in our choices here.
Us. And then Ray's comfortable with Avan, so she would mesh well.
Yes. All right. I'm confident in these abilities.
I think those are the two. Yeah, I think that's a good vote. All right.
Good work, team.
Good job. I'm kind of sad, though.
Yeah. All right. Should we take a break?
Yes.
When we come back, what is this thing you and Jim have been plotting?
Well, Jim brought it up. I don't know if you remember, but we talked about it. It was kind of one of those, like, well, what should we do for the show? And you said weird news stories.
Yeah, wacky news stories.
So I have a list of the top.
Wacky news stories.
The title of the article is The Most Florida Things That Happened in 2017, but you'll have to stick around to find out.
Yeah.
I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. When the morning comes, and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that this story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I want to raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but know that means I'll have to leave. Know that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. When the evening falls and I'm left there with my thoughts, and the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I want to raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but know that means I'll have. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier.
Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier. I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have to leave. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Greg, you had a fun fact about the internet.
Okay, so we all know how YouTube went down worldwide a couple days ago, right?
Yes.
So I found this article by the HuffPost.
The HuffPost.
It's Huffington Post.
The Huffington Post.
Okay, but this is under their weird news category. I don't think it's weird. It's just kind of it's kind of weird.
It's interesting. It's definitely an interesting article.
So this is the title. Pornhub experienced an unexpected surge in visits during YouTube outage. YouTube isn't the only place where you can get ASMR videos, apparently. So this is the first couple lines here, and then I'm going to read Pornhub's tweet. YouTube's outage on Tuesday may have spelled disaster for people wanting to watch cute videos of cats, but Pornhub certainly wasn't complaining. The site received an unexpected surge in visits during the outage, reaching 21% above its daily average at 10 p.m.
That's a lot of people.
And then Pornhub tweets out at 9:31 on October 16th, "Who needs YouTube when you have Pornhub?"
That's perfect.
So segueing from that, Luke Yost has been sitting on some stories. Luke, why don't you tell the people what's about to happen?
All right, first, so we're going to go through a list of the top Florida, the most Florida stories in the news in 2017.
Okay.
So, like, this embodies what people think of Florida, I guess.
Sounds good.
I guess. You ready? The first one. Possum hits rock bottom, breaks into liquor store to drink alone.
Me too.
Yeah.
A female
hashtag me too.
No.
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 I'd rather have Jim swearing. No.
No. All right. Proceed. A female possum broke into a liquor store and helped herself to some whiskey, passed out, and was later discovered by a cash liquor employee.
Guys, it was me.
Cash's liquor employee sitting next to an empty bottle in the morning. So it drank the whole bottle, passed out, and just laid there.
How's it not dead?
I don't know.
Because I feel like there's some human.
That raccoon has definitely done that before.
It's a possum, not a raccoon.
Possum.
Thought we said raccoon.
No, no, it's a possum.
I thought we said raccoon.
Nope, possum.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, I misheard you.
A woman dressed as a turkey was arrested for shoplifting.
Me too. Guys, it was me again.
What would be your go-to outfit if you're shoplifting?
Oh, shoplifting.
Oh, you gotta blend in.
That's how I would go too.
Regular shirt and jeans, hair down so you can't see my face.
No, I would see if I can get if it's from Best Buy or somewhere. I mean, but you're not gonna shop.
I'd also make sure I have a jacket on that has like inner pockets.
You wanna see how I would? Yes. You wanna hear how I would do it?
How would you do it, Greg?
So this is probably not good since I work at a retail
store. It's okay.
But this would be my plan of attack. So listen. So you research how their employees dress together a couple times, just shopping around. And so once you figure out how they dress, you dress as them one day, go into the back room, take whatever you want, because it might not be censored back there. Usually it is, but you might find something that's not, and you just walk out.
It'd be like walking to Target with a red shirt and khaki.
Yeah, exactly. You walk back there, you put a TV on a cart, and you just walk out and say, I'm taking this to a customer's car. They would never question you. You just don't come back in.
You just got
to
fit in. Just
except
fit,
it's, well, except what about the scan code? Like, want to come up and say it wasn't purchased? Like,
No, if they purchased online, you can still just take it out.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. It's already purchased.
A customer's here to pick the. Like, I know some stores are starting to buy online, pick up.
Walmart. Yeah.
You literally would walk in, say, "I'm taking this out to a customer's car." They would never question you because there's so many people working there.
Yeah.
They would never question you. You walk out and you just leave.
Yeah.
They would never know.
That's insane. Crazy.
But that's how I would do it. I mean, I don't know.
Anyway.
Sorry. I get a little klepto sometimes.
Just a little.
I just think about it. Like, I get bored and I'm like, how could I steal the most expensive thing in this store without anybody finding out?
That's how you would do it.
It would work.
So you would do it. All right.
Well, I'm going to get fired.
Hey, Greg, we listened to your radio show. Oh, did you?
Oh, gosh. Pornhub and theft? You got me.
All right. So another one is a man runs naked through a woman's home. Through a woman's home. Wow. And stops to try on her clothes.
Me too.
That man has some problems.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe
no, don't defend him. No. You stop defending him right now.
I'm not defending him. I'm just saying.
No, it sounds like you do that to your mom.
Maybe he had his reasons.
When Jim's mom's at work, he goes into her room and tries on her dresses.
I don't live with my mom anymore, so no.
Anymore.
I can't say this one on air.
Yep.
Just keep moving.
Proud of you.
I
don't look at golf shoes. I don't need golf shoes.
A cop pawns guns. He was loaned to teach a concealed weapons class.
What?
So a cop got these guns to teach a concealed weapons class, like a carrying permit. But instead of like using the guns in the class, just pawned them off for money.
See, he knew how to do it. He wasn't an actual cop.
I'm pretty sure that's kind of illegal, but all right.
So what's the thing I said? Wait, sued from Walmart.
Bikini contest gets in a high-heeled shoe fight. So basically, the moral of the story is these two women had a fight at a contest, and instead of just throwing hands, they decided to hit each other with high-heeled shoes. All right, and this is pretty much the end of the list here.
Uh-huh.
All right, Greg, what do you got? I'm out of stuff.
Yeah. I like them. They're I'm in store. The only weird thing about it is like they're wavy on the bottom, so like there's different like length of spikes.
Yeah, no.
I don't know how I'd like that on a course.
All right, you
know
what so
I mean? Okay, so I know how we just kind of
I'm out of stories here.
Just kind of bashed Florida a little bit there, but here's something good to come out of Florida.
Yes,
Florida man drags stranded dolphin back to sea.
Aww.
A Florida man who found a dolphin struggling in shallow water after Hurricane Michael was filmed dragging the mammal back out to sea. Justin Squire said he and his friends were surveying the damage from the hurricane at Indian Pass Campground in Port St. Joe when they found the dolphin stuck in shallow water.
Oh, very nice.
That's
Florida
nice.
Isn't all weirdos.
It isn't.
People care.
People do care.
That's all that matters.
Hey, Greg, I found a story about you. A Virginia man allegedly stole 7 right shoes.
I did see that. I didn't know about it. Then he said he was wearing a sweatshirt that said, call my lawyer.
Call my lawyer.
Whenever he got arrested. That's hilarious. No, that wasn't
me.
So
let's give the
audience.
No, that wasn't me.
I would steal left and a right just out of different pairs of shoes.
So, yeah, give the audience a little. I think this segues into a great topic. The Tori and Greg war that has been happening as of late.
So, speaking of the war.
Speaking of the war.
The next phase is happening tomorrow. She's going to be at a wedding. So it's time to attack. I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm an agent of chaos.
So this is the plan, Sam.
I'm Luke.
It's a saying,
it's a
buddy.
It's a saying.
Oh.
It's the plan, Sam. What's the plan, Sam? You've never heard that?
Never heard that.
That's
sad,
millennial. anyhow, so.
I'm part of the I generation.
So I don't even know what it is anymore. I don't even know. But so this is what's going on. So it wasn't her, but she was involved. A bunch of people came into my room and zip tied a bunch of my stuff.
I like to announce that I had a part in that.
Morgan Torres, Tori Flick, Sam Anthony, probably somebody else.
Okay, correction. But me and Sam are agents of chaos, and if you don't know what that is, we're just facilitators.
It's a double agent.
I just got bored.
Yes, we're just facilitators of the.
This is what's happening this weekend when Tori goes away. So right. I bought 40 balloons.
Oh, you
and
bought
what's going to happen is I'm going to put confetti and then the zip ties she like put in my room in these balloons. So when she pops them, she has to clean up the mess of the aftermath. So not only are there going to be 40 balloons in her room when she comes back, there's also going to be a mess when she cleans it up.
Why are you telling everyone this?
She can't hear.
She's not going to listen to this.
Oh.
Maybe she has the app that can
download the podcast.
Where's
maybe
the,
someone gives her a hint.
Where's the
podcast?
Where is the Tori?
She can't do anything about it. She locks the door, I win. That's a rule of engagement. If she locks her bedroom door, I win.
All right. I didn't know that was the rule.
She can't. One of the rules is, we don't have a lot of rules. This is basically one rule. Okay, there's a couple. Don't mess with stuff that's going to break or something that's meaningful.
Going
to mean something.
Yeah.
Or worth a lot of money. But the other rule is you can't lock your doors. If you lock, it's basically if you lock your door, you surrender.
Okay, all right.
So that's basically the rule. So, I mean, She can't. Even if she know, I can tell her to her face what I'm going to do, and she just has to anticipate the mess.
All right.
But the next move is the balloons filled with stuff, so that's going to be exciting.
Where's the cow? Can we put the cow in?
Oh, I gave the cow back.
Yeah, in Jell-O.
No, it wasn't in Jell-O.
It was frozen.
No.
It was in a balloon.
I put it in a balloon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it was like a predecessor of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So like it took forever to get me. It took forever to get that cow in that balloon.
Oh, yeah.
Like I thought the balloons would open up more, like the stem. Did not.
No.
Did not.
Did not.
So did I tell you? So I am determined to get. So she's not going to be here this weekend.
Yeah, Saturday. She has a wedding.
So I think we're going to pull off the Zach Laufer faces this weekend, too.
Yeah. If you bring Zach Laufer face, we definitely do
that. We're
going to
put. So, yeah, we're going to put a bunch of Zach Laufer faces in a room, too.
This song is so slow.
You want to tell Morgan that what they're going over? You want to tell what we're putting the Zach Laufer faces over?
Yeah, when are we going to do that tomorrow?
Oh, all the photos of Matt?
Yeah, every picture of Matt's going to be Zach Laufer, and Tori's going to hate it. It's going to be hilarious. I think we should also put a Zach Laufer face on the cow.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And on what on her ceiling? Can we get to like up above her like bed? Like
we'd have to print out a whole picture of Zach. Like, it has to be like a 8x10.
Can we get a picture of Zach Laufer doing the...
I will Snapchat him right now and ask me to send him a picture
of it. Yes.
Because that would be
amazing. I was going to say, I can print it immediately.
It would be amazing.
Okay, let me get the Snapchat Zach Laufer. But keep going, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, so even if we couldn't do that, we could get a picture of you doing it and then just put Zach's face on you.
Oh, wait. It's Laufer. I forgot. I don't have one on my phone.
You should, when she leaves, you should take a selfie like of you in her room and just be like, hey, pal.
Hey, buddy. Hey, pal. All right, so what now? What do we do?
I don't know. What do you guys want to do?
Hang on. I'm in the middle of a game.
Oh, I'm like Cornholio.
Hold on.
I am Cornholio. Okay, we can't just have dead air, guys.
Dude,
we gotta talk or something.
Mama
Cher
Mia
is singing.
So apparently there's a the play or musical on campus is the Green Day play.
American Idiot.
And I'm really like invested in actually going to that.
I'm really invested in it.
If it's good. Enjoy it. Did you guys, were you all aware that the theater major is going away at RMU?
It's not going away.
No. It's now a minor.
So this is what's
it's a
happening.
Minor.
So the people that have it as a major now are going to be able to carry it out.
Right,
they're
but like next year
it.
you can't.
No, this year. You can no longer pick up the theater major anymore.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. But like if you're not in it, then
If you're not in it, you can't have it.
You can't have it, right.
You can't do it. What do you do with a theater?
That's what I mean. Like, I wouldn't come here if I wanted to study theater.
Well, I'd imagine their first choice was not Robert Morris.
That's probably true.
But, so with a theater major, what I'm thinking would happen is you would understand the production value, you would understand the business behind it, stuff like that.
Yeah, they have
it
to take, like,
a
whole
sports management.
You have to take a whole stagehand class.
Yeah, so they would understand everything that goes into it.
Because I have a...
Production value-wise.
I have a friend who goes to Ithaca in New York.
Ithaca.
And she is...
Was that in Greece or Rome?
Ithaca was in Rome.
I thought it was Greece. It was Greece.
I don't know. You're the history minor.
I'm not geography. It's different. I know what happened. I don't know where it happened.
All right. Anyway.
Most for the part.
Anyway, yeah.
I think they're hand in hand there, Greg.
Yeah, she.
What?
History
and geography. I think you need to know
they're
both.
Hand in hand.
No,
not
it's
really.
More history religion than geography.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
Geography
anyway,
is just like location.
Anyway, she is studying like something within the music theater realm. But her parents are both, like, educators. One's a superintendent and one is a principal. And they pushed her. That was, like, if you are a theater musical major, you have to pick up an education minor.
That makes sense. I mean.
So she has, like, a backup plan.
They force her to pick it up?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, because, like, if something happens in your major.
Because, like,
what are you gonna do
with a theater major?
Other than like
other than get a generic job that says college degree,
you can definitely. I feel like you could definitely do something.
But you have to be outstanding to get.
But you have to be
jobs.
Really
like,
good
the
at
thing.
That. Like yeah, like if you like want to be like a set like a prop maker
be,
or like a
the girl
prop
in my high school that got like all the leads in the musicals, like she was good, but she was good for our high school. Like in like she's studying theater
she's
right now, but there's
a
thousand of her
one.
After
right,
this.
But the thing is though,
that's
is I feel like if you have that theater major, it's Greece.
Greece
is the one with it,
okay.
By the way. But I feel like the theater major would help you to do, like, you not necessarily wouldn't go to Broadway or anything like that, but there's a lot of mini Broadways around
the
country.
Oh, absolutely.
And around the world.
Right. No, I'm not saying
that. I think
that
would help, but you would also, like, there's a ton of high schools. High schools, of course, are losing funding to their arts program, which is
shenanigans.
I was
going to say, all of our directors were teachers.
But, in the other hand of things, if you do get to that school where they do still have the theater program, they hire outside. that's awesome because you have the major in it and you know how things are supposed to
work. Oh, absolutely.
So I think that's what it's for more than anything, but I might be wrong.
No, I agree. But that's the issue with like schools. Like, I think it's smart to get education because like we had a teacher that taught, she taught special ed, and then she also taught theater because that was her minor in college.
We hired from outside.
We had no.
I don't really know what we did.
We hired from outside.
Our theater director. Well, when did you go to school? Like 1984?
No.
Our director was our chorus slash music teacher. So that's what.
We had an outside director, and we still do have an outside director.
We didn't want to pay anybody.
And then we also had an outside choreographer.
I think the lady who does the theater now, she's a professor of English at our high school. She has a doctorate.
I got a cute story for you guys. Are you ready?
I love cute.
So our theater teacher, she's also a special ed teacher, I think. And then we brought in our dance teacher, which is also the choreographer.
You have a dance teacher?
Dance team for band.
Oh, the dance team. Oh, the dance.
But we also, we had like a national dance team.
The dance coach.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay,
but she was also like, it was a class.
No, that's fine.
We brought her in. But the woman that was our director had gone to our high school and met her husband because they did Beauty and the Beast at my high school. And she was Belle and he was the Beast. And they got married. And then she still teaches at that school. And he comes in and does all the sets and stuff. So it worked out beautifully. And it was cute. But now because of that, every 10 years they'll do Beauty and the Beast because of that, because, like, that's cute. So they did it. It was my senior year they did Beauty and the Beast. And then in 10 years they have a son. Her son will be in high school, so they can do it again. I'm like,
that's awesome.
If he's, like, talented.
That's make him the Beast. Right. He just can't say it all, but he's still going
to
be in.
He has to be the Beast.
Oh, my gosh, I'm buying this polo. With a sweatshirt.
Is it?
Sorry, I'm still online shopping. No, it's a V-neck Oakley sweater.
Yeah.
But it's like a light blue around the collar and the cuffs.
Ooh.
It's $95.
Yikes.
Yo.
But Oakley makes really good products. Like, I have
I don't know.
I think they're really good.
Okay. We're going to take a break.
Take a break, yeah.
Yeah, let's take. We're going to break.
We're nothing more than friends. You're not my lover, more like a brother. I know you since we were like 10. Yeah, don't mess it up, talking at ears. Only gonna push me away, that's it. When you say you love me, that made me crazy. Here we go again. Don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight. You can't be reasoned with, don't be impolite. I've told you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,000 times. Haven't I made it obvious? Haven't I made it clear? Want me to spell it obvious? F-R-I-N-D-S. Haven't I made it obvious? Haven't I made it clear? Want me to spell it obvious? F-R-I-N-D-S. F-R-I-N-D-S. Have you got no shame? You looking insane, turning up at my door. Away, that's it. Have you got no shame? You looking insane? Here we go again. So don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight. You can't be reasoned with them, don't be impolite. I've told you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,000 times. Haven't I made it obvious? Want me to spell it obvious? F-R-I-N-D-S. Haven't I made it obvious? Haven't I made it clear? Want me to spell it obvious? F-R-I-N-D-S. F-R-I-N-D-S. F-R-I-E-N-D-S. That's how you spell friends. F-R-I-E-N-D-S. Get that inside your head. We're just friends. So don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight.
but you don't judge. That right there is the scariest feeling. Opening and closing up again. I've been hurt, so I don't trust. Now here we are staring at the ceiling. I've said those words before, but it was a lie. And you deserve to hear them a thousand times. If all it is to say that, why is it so hard to say? If all it is to say that, why am I in my own way? Why do I pull you close and then ask you for space? If all it is to say that is why is it so hard to say? Isn't it amazing how almost every line on our hands align? When your hands are mine, it's like I'm whole again. Isn't that a sign I should speak my mind? I've said those words before, but it was a lie. You deserve to hear it a thousand times. If all it is to say that, why is it so hard to say? If all it is to say that, why am I in my own way? Why do I pull you close and then ask you for space? All it is eight letters. Why am I in my own way? Why do I pull you close and then ask you for space? If all it is eight letters, why is it so hard to say? If all it is eight letters.
Okay, well, it's time for the that part in the show. Oh, perfect song.
Oogle boogle, it's
Let's
spooky.
Let's pull up those dining menus,
will
people.
You wait a second, Morgan.
Okay.
Oogle boogle, it's spooky season. This episode of Fridays with Ian minus Ian with Luke and Greg is brought to you by Yerba Mate, organic yerba mate energy drink.
Tell us about it.
Well,
tell
you
us
see,
about the yerba mate.
It's a can. And you see, it's Romo's. And it's called Yerba Mate.
It's amazing.
And the funny thing about it is I say it with like a Nordic like accent.
Yes.
I say Yerba Mate, and it's actually from South America.
Yes, it is from.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's from like Brazil.
Yeah.
I don't Anyways,
know why I say it like that? It's
Gregory
just fun.
P. Sutton. What is it? The PNC Clinic.
What's the
okay,
P?
I'm not even.
You're
up
You're Gregory P. Sutton.
No, it's Gregory M. Actually, and the M stands for
Morgan. Gregory Morgan.
Actually stands for Michael, but Tori Flick thought, it'd be funny if your name was GPS. I call you Gregory P. Stands for Patrick. Ha! I don't know.
Come on, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get the look.
Read the dining menu.
My
I can't.
Goodness.
Give me the cap.
Stop yelling.
Working. Sorry.
Guys, I'm almost done with my fourth bottle.
Whoop.
Hey, girl.
That's good.
I'm proud of you.
How many did, were you supposed to have? Four?
It's four loading, total in the loading, day, it's and loading, it's 3 o'clock.
Well, I guess you're done for the day.
Google
Bugle.
Ah, found it. We're almost there. Okay, go. It's PNC Colonial Cafe.
Yes, go.
Spoon and fork lunch. If you had it today, it would be crispy breaded chicken breast, pork carnitas, tacos, and tortellini rose with broccoli. Crowd pleasers was blue waters with baked fish, baked and fried fish, popcorn shrimp. Soups today were chili, tomato, and vegetable. Lobster bisque and New England clam chowder.
Chowder.
Rustica specialty pizza was Italian meat pizza, so it was probably just pepperoni. Firehouse Grill had Tex-Mex black bean burger or the combo. Pasta toss was pasta al Pomodoro. Ooh, I like that.
Pomodoro.
Bravissimo lunch was the poke bowl. And then for the salad bar, you had apple salad.
Is it poke or is it poke?
Pokey.
It's pokey.
There's no why.
Poke. But it probably has an asterisk.
Poke bowl.
Anywho.
Poke bowl. Accent. Salad bar was apple almond salad. And the PNC Colonial Cafe weekend hours would be almond station closes at 2 p.m. The breakfast served is... Breakfast will be served from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and lunch will be served from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right, Jimiford.
All right, if you went to the Wheatley Cafe,
you have
12 minutes to get there, you can get your hands on some Sloppy Joes.
Ooh.
And
You heard the Adam Sandler Sloppy Joe song?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard the Adam Sandler Sloppy Joe song?
Yes, it's very good.
It's phenomenal.
It's a little sloppy though.
Anywho,
all right, soups of the day: tomato chile and broccoli cheddar, and your sandwich specials were grilled cheese, roast beef and cheddar panini, and artichoke bruschetta panini. Open from 7 a.m. to 12. That's not correct. Open from 7 to 3 p.m.
All right, in Romo's Cafe, we can also get you your mate. The lunch special was the fried shrimp po' boy, which is, if I believe, is the Morgan Torsha favorite.
It is the Morgan Torsha favorite.
It used to be beans. Also, the sandwich combo. Soups of the day today were chili and stuffed cabbage. Actually, still are, because this thing closes at midnight. Anyway, Friday's dinner special is cheese raviolis. Saturday's dinner special is chicken and pasta. Sunday, get your country fried steaks. And Morgan, Yorktown Cafe.
All right, at Y-Town, we got some French toast sticks for breakfast,
yes,
if you hit those up.
Yes.
Lunch, you could have gotten some cheese steak, and the soup is, in fact, cream of mushroom. Don't panic, it is vegan. For dinner, you're going to have the meat lasagna.
That's not meat, vegan.
The roasted vegetable calzone.
That is not vegan either.
The chorizo quesadilla.
Not vegan.
Or the chocolate-covered banana shakes.
Not vegan.
At the Ice House Bistro, you could also get today a fish sandwich, Saturday a mashed potato bowl, and Sunday a mashed potato bowl. You know that means that that's leftover. Jim, what do we need to know?
All right. Did you know the oldest evidence for soup is from 6,000 BC and calls for hippopotamus and sparrow meat?
Huh.
Ooh.
So, guys, actually,
can you buy
going
meat?
Back to the Yerba Mate?
I don't know.
I looked it up because I was kind of curious. I don't really know what it is yet. But this is the overview information that we have so far. It's off of WebMD. You know, the thing that tells you you're dying even if you just have a cold. Yerba mate is a plant. The leaves are used to make medicine. Some people take yerba mate by mouth to relieve mental and physical tiredness or fatigue, as well as chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS. It is also taken by mouth for heart-related complaints, including heart failure, irregular heartbeat, and low blood pressure. Some people also take yerba mate by mouth to improve mood and depression, for diabetes, high cholesterol, weak bones, to relieve headache and joint pains, to treat urinary tract infections, and bladder and kidney stones. For weight loss and as a laxative. In food, yerba mate is used to make a tea-like beverage. How does it work? Yerba mate contains caffeine and other chemicals which stimulate the brain, heart, muscles, lining, blood vessels, and other parts of
the
body. So yerba mate is actually really good for you.
Wow.
Yerba mate.
Very nice.
That's wild. Huh. All
right. Anyone got any final thoughts before we sign this off?
We've got a long time.
We've got like 9 minutes.
We started early.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, where are we at?
When did we start?
We got like 5 minutes left. Do you really want to kill some 5 minutes?
Yes, we can go 5 minutes.
We can
All right, kill it. Go.
So,
yo, we about to kill it.
So I'm about to be on Colonial Game Day, and some cool things happening. Greg Sutton's going to be the AP. Samuel Anthony's going to be the...
I think I'm producing, huh?
The big P.
I'll be the big P.
We'll be the big P at halftime.
Yeah.
So we're doing a halftime?
I think so.
Thanks for telling me.
I think
Are we?
I think I'm trying. I'm gonna try and put it together.
Right.
I think
you, Morgan Torsha, are interviewing probably the most famous man in Rawmore's history.
That's
give us a heads up.
Tell us about it. Get the claps going.
Whoa.
So if you've all been to Robert Morris, you know about the Joe Walton Stadium.
Yes.
Fun fact, he is still alive.
Yes.
According to rumors that were spreading that he was dead, he is not. And I called him on the phone. Very nice man. Called me man.
Got
made me feel really important.
Got the wife's phone number.
Got the wife's phone number just in case we can't track
because
Joe down.
Because he doesn't answer.
Yes.
He doesn't have his
phone. Is he a
busybody?
We went on a whole, I was
a
so nervous. I went on a whole spiel, and at the end he just goes, oh, so you're making a documentary? That's nice. I was like,
yes.
Yeah.
So unfazed.
He was like, yeah, I'll be in it. And I was like, okay. And he was like, I was like, when's best for you? He's like, I'm coming to the game Saturday. Can we just do it then? And I was like, yeah, do you want to do it at the
end?
Really, and he was like,
meet.
No, let's do it on halftime. I like to get out a little bit early. I was like,
I want to like be at the interview, but at the same time, like, if we're doing a halftime show, I can't be at the interview.
Hey, so I think I just found something. I might buy it tonight.
Oh.
So they're called New Balance Men's Apres Apres, A-P-R-E-S, recovery Apres. Shoes.
Yes.
And so I think I'm going
to buy
those.
Recovery shoes?
They're like a dressy shoe, like those Under Armour shoes you have on.
Oh, yeah.
Those are called recovery shoes.
Like these.
Exactly those.
I love these shoes,
and
by the way. People
I
hate them.
I think I'm going to get them in like a white or the black and white.
Ooh, I don't know. Like,
I'm not a fan of those. No.
Those are ugly, ones, dude.
No, I
don't
like
I
don't them.
Like the extra fabric on the side. You know what I mean?
Know.
Like
I don't know what you're talking about.
But I do love
I like
New
the
Balance
looks of those.
Shoes, though.
I think I'm going to buy a pair today. Like, I'm going to see what we have, and then that's going to make my decision.
You're spending like $300 today.
I'm starting.
I'm spending like $60.
Oh, I thought you were buying that $95 shirt, too.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't spend over $40 for clothes.
Okay.
I try not to. I'm a bargain hunter, buddy. I can't. That's
what I'm saying. I was like, dude, you're spending a lot of money.
Laptop, best laptop brand ever. That's awesome.
So what's the is there gonna be a Zach Loffers Thinking the Grass picture?
He said he'll see what he can do.
Oh boy.
So we're gonna have to wait
oh
and
boy.
See. We'll have to see if Zachary Loffer can pitch in here
can
and
produce.
Help us out a little bit. I haven't talked to Zach in a while, and then I just Snapchat him telling him about the prank war and tell him to send me a picture of the snake in the grass. We should probably give some background to what that is.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much time do we have?
We have like 2 minutes.
3 minutes.
Three minutes.
We got time. Plenty
Go.
Of time. Go.
So what about Stay in the Grass or?
Do you want me
grass.
To tell?
Okay. So.
Okay.
I think. Okay. I'm gonna give a quick like what I know of it, and then Morgan, you probably know more than I do.
Go for it.
So what I know of it is Zachary Loffer, our digital content manager and fearless leader that
X.
he was, ex digital content
X.
manager, but once DCM, always DCM. My book.
Anywhizzle.
Was our was doing this thing. He called the snake in the grass. And for those of you who don't know, have you ever seen the Santino Marella Cobra thing? Yeah, one of those with like the hand underneath, and then he would like move it like a snake head.
You
almost.
Flick your wrist.
Yeah, and you just kind of like let it like.
It's like a waving
it's
piece
not a
of grass.
Flick, it's a
yeah.
wave.
It's
like,
yeah,
it's a
like
fluid
a wavy,
motion.
Well, you flick
like
your
a,
hand
like
forward.
Like a wavy piece of grass. And for some reason, friend of the show, Tori Flick. Is,
I like that we all did it like anybody
is terrified.
Us.
Is absolutely terrified.
It gives her anxiety.
To the point
she
of
says.
Like fetal. Like, I've seen Tori in a fetal position before from it. It's crazy. But that's all I know of it. And that's, can we just do it to, like, get
that's
Tori
about
to,
it.
Like,
you summed
pay
that
attention?
Up.
Wait, how did it start, though?
He just started doing it one day. She was like, ew, that makes me uncomfortable.
Didn't
so then he got closer
she cry
and closer and closer.
Oh, yeah.
She would cry and closer. And then he realized, wow, I have power.
Power.
Anytime she started yelling at him, he would use it. Which
I remember
awesome.
One day I came in here. It was, like, it was early in the morning. And, like, it was just like Zach and Tori and somebody else, and Tori and Zach had Tori in the corner of the newsroom, just like in almost like in like the corner, like a child, and just was doing it. And she was like panicking.
Yeah, but no, that's gonna be a good time. I think
that's
gonna
be
work
wild.
Out really well. I'm pretty excited about it. In all honesty, I don't know.
All right, we got a minute 20.
Minute 20. Here we go.
See, we're doing really good.
So I think we're gonna wrap
doing
up.
Great. So
I don't know if we can wrap.
I can
up
wrap up
yet.
In a minute 20. Ready?
Can you wrap a whole show in a minute
20? Thank you all. For coming to a new episode of Fridays at the Inn. Have a safe Halloween. Any kids out there, if the candy's not wrapped.
It's not Halloween yet.
We have a whole other week to
we
Halloween.
Have a whole other week. We can
yes.
do that.
I won't be here.
Why?
Are you guys? I'm going to be at a wedding.
No.
You guys can still have the show.
So we can. That's what we'll try out Ray Root for the first
yeah, bring in the
yeah,
bring in
the
newbies.
Those replacements.
I'll sit at the board. I think I can handle the board.
All right.
Board's
not
hard.
Well, have a safe Halloween on my behalf since I will not be here for the new show.
It's not new. The next show. It's not new. It's the same show.
Anyways, we got 30 seconds. So
remember,
thank you
folks,
for listening to another episode of Fridays at the Inn.
Remember, folks, click it or ticket. It's the law.